farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriparks must be a game changer.
Coming up in today's program, we look at how the agriparks are moving ahead to change the social and agricultural landscape of Jamaica. And later, for Proverb of the Day, I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies.
It has been 2 years since the implementation of the AgriParks initiative, and so far it has yielded $36.3 million in earnings and created employment for over 1,000 persons. The project, scheduled for completion in 2015, aims to modernize Jamaica's agricultural sector, reduce the island's almost $1 billion food import bill, and increase exports. The agriparks are also projected to earn foreign exchange savings of some $4 billion and provide employment for about 5,000 persons when fully implemented. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says the AgriParks initiative is important to creating social and economic transformation in Jamaica.
Within the context of the structural challenge, the AgriPark initiative becomes even more imperative as we seek to restructure the sector to be the major driver of social and economic transformation in Jamaica through import substitution, increased exports, greater linkages with the tourism sector, increased rural incomes, and stronger and more prosperous communities.
The agriculture minister says the signs are showing that the agriparks will greatly benefit the Jamaican economy.
Our development challenges dictate that we must make a quantum leap in agricultural production and productivity. The agriparks are intended to attract larger farmers with the capital, expertise, and technological savvy to engage best practices in order to significantly increase production and productivity.
Though the agriparks are targeting big players in the agriculture business, Minister Clark says maintaining the support of the country's small farmers is very important.
We have to pursue this goal with the greatest vigor whilst maintaining support to our small farmers.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. The agriparks currently in operation include Amity Hall in St. Catherine, Ebony Park in Clarendon, Yallas and Plant and Garden in St. Thomas, and New Forest Duff House in Manchester.
Manchester residents, do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Tuesday, July 8 at the Mandeville Parish Church Hall, Market Street, Mandeville, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
The proverb for this morning is, before a dog go without him supper, him name cockroach. Translation, before a dog goes without his supper, he will eat cockroaches. This means that when times are hard, people will make do with whatever is available. That's where we wrap up our program for this morning. Join us again next time. Until then, keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuel and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.